Welcome, everyone. This is Margaret Arnold, your host. We have a lovely surprise. Jane, who lives in Spain, was in this group for a year and took a break. She has now rejoined us. She has a beautiful guest home on the southern ocean of Spain, which people may wish to know about. Jane, please share your website link. What is it?
It's www.casamadden.moonfruit.com. You can just type in Casa Madden and that should find it.
Thank you, Jane. In addition to Jane from Spain, we have another guest to be announced. Please welcome another Jane from Southern California. She was a member at the very beginning of the phone group, contributing beautifully to creating a most loving foundation for this group. At the time, she was in Maryland, so yes, this is the same Jane, and we are very blessed to have her with us today. And now Dr. Laurie is here to work with you on manifesting and awakening. Welcome, Dr. Laurie.
Thank you. I'm so happy for this sweet little group who's here, and I'm holding Scott in my heart, even though he hasn't arrived yet. And I have a feeling he goes in the ocean every morning, and I have a feeling he didn't come out in time. But wait, we are here because we meet for these groups so that we can practice manifesting what it is that our dreams desire to create in this life, so that what our heart yearns for can actually begin to become and then become our real experience. And what's unique about this group is we're doing it in a way that's not so much like driving to get to the goal or the finish line, but we're finding out this new way of being on the earth together at this incredible time where we can be awakening into states of very deep flavors of love and joy. Experiences the animals, oh, a beautiful bird just flew over, and experiences the animals have where they live their life and they create what they want to create if they want to have families or experience service, but they're doing it in a way that allows them to go into the states that it used to be people would try to go off and have a life in just a private life, you know, a quiet life, like maybe a monk or a Buddhist monk, or for example, or live in a cave as a yogi. People would leave the world to go into these beautiful states of experiencing what's available, the waves, just the beautiful waves of life that want to teach us, that go so deeper than the kind of energies coming from the internet and the phone towers. I'm not against the internet and phone towers. I love all that. I think this communication has brought us together around the world is so incredible. And then there's this yearning people have to still feel close to the earth and the sun and the air like the animals do. So these phone calls are an experimental arena to support people who both want to create something that their heart keeps telling them they want to create in life. It can be a career or a relationship, or it might not even be that tangible. You might just feel one of your talents is looking for a place to be better expressed. Maybe it's community or a new kind of health or wellness in your body. This call is to help people with recreation in a way that doesn't take them away from these beautiful states the Divine Mother, the Divine Father are always wanting to awaken in us, so we can live our lives and connectedness and richness and fullness and really experience how deeply connected we are with all of each other in a joyful way. And these calls welcome the opposite of joy. Sorrow is invited. All kinds of feelings that we wish we didn't have are actually the keys to deeper feelings that we really enjoy, is my experience. And all of you know how I really believe that, and the Success Lab Now steps help teach that. But of course, I'm teaching whatever I have found has helped me the most deeply and helped the majority of my clients the most deeply, and it's just one approach. So it's not like I'm preaching the gospel in black and white. I'm just offering an invitation for your hearts if these calls help you and these tools we use at times help you. And then you're welcome to be on the call to just be who you really are, to share yourself. So whatever is real for you is what's invited onto this call. And then from that, we create a beautiful web of sharing and community together, just even if we're on the phone together only once, that hour is a beautiful part of this lifetime. It's an hour where we get to really share deeply. So I wanted to go around the circle with no pressure or expectations, but when it's your turn, if you could just share whatever brought you to be participating on this call today, so others can just feel you and know a little bit about who you are from your sharing, from hearing your voice, feeling your heart, and knowing what it is that you have to say. So, as usual, after one person shares, they'll be quiet for a moment so we can just take them in, feel them, appreciate them in silence, and then we'll go to the next person. So, Jane in Spain, would you like to start?
Yes, I would. Okay. Hello, everybody. Well, I'm back on the calls partly by kind invitation of Dr. Laurie, and I'm interested in hearing what the stage everybody is at and how they're all feeling and what they're experiencing. And I guess for myself, I'm always asking questions and looking for more light and understanding and in everyday living, really.
Wonderful. And Jane, if this is too personal, then of course just decline. But I was wondering if you wanted to share at all about your horse friend.
My horse friend. I did some dream therapy with Laurie about a week ago. And it was very lovely because I've had a dream, an interesting dream about a brown horse. And since then he's become my constant companion. I don't know if anyone has read The Golden Compass, where everybody has an animal companion called a demon in the book. Anyway, it's like every time I think about him, I can see him running beside my car or standing or nudging me along when I'm walking. And he's just there all the time in my waking life. And a couple of nights ago he was there in my dreams again, Laurie, and he absolutely leapt into my arms, and he was desperate that I should acknowledge him. And he had the message in my dream that it was absolutely vital that I understood that he needed to be with me, because the universe had a message for me. And I absolutely had to understand that, and that every time, and he's had the message that was giving messages from somebody who was a guardian for me, and who said that they would take care that my life always went well, that there would be laughter and there would be some tears, because that's what living was about. And every time I heard a certain music, that was when there would be a message for me. And then I could hear this music really loudly on a piano, and it seemed to me it was like Chopin. Well, there you are. That was the dream. Quite amazing.
Thank you so much. It's really a wonderful process to actually creatively work with our own dreams and start to find how much our dreams and our real life are our consciousness. Where our consciousness is what allows the divine consciousness to deliver messages and health and experience to us. So we're always in co-creation with the divine, and utilizing dreams in that process is so powerful. So let's just take a moment to feel and experience and receive Jane and her share in gratitude. We'll be in silence. And Jane from California, would you like to share?
Oh, sure. Well, it's so nice to be back in this energy. Thank you so much. It's in the day-to-day, or at least in my day-to-day world, there's a lot of people that are going through so much turmoil. And I find that these calls are really extremely nourishing, and they help me on such a deep level. And then it feels as though my batteries have been recharged, and I can then be of assistance and be supportive to others in a stronger way. So it's just wonderful to be here, and thank you all so much.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate and receive Jane and her sharing in silence. Margaret.
Yes. I'm so happy to be on the call. I always find it's a very uplifting experience. It always gives me things to think about. And it just really helps me to be in the moment. And I feel like it enables me to open deeper. And I kind of just, I don't know, it seems like kind of cliche to say that. But it's true. I just feel like it's this point in my life, I'm really open. I feel like there's a lot I have to learn. There's a lot going on in my life, a lot of really interesting things, both really good and bad, happening all the time, like just some crazy stuff, and then also absolutely wonderful new people have been coming in my life that are giving me incredible gifts. So it's a very interesting time. So I feel like I just am really happy to listen to what the universe and what this call and the callers are all saying, and just keep opening and opening into more consciousness. And so I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Margaret sharing in silence. Julie.
Yes. You know, I was thinking about the being on the call today a couple of days ago, and just thinking how grateful I have been in the last year and a half to witness other people's processes and also go through my own. I really felt that it has helped in a lot of ways to stay present to the now and to sort of step forth and be with what's happening and moving through it versus trying to shut it down or put it aside, so to speak. And I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to continue to deepen that ability.
Thank you. Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Julie and her share. Jesse Justin Joy, my beloved feline, is here. So if everyone could take a moment to just feel him in silence and experience his communications however they come through to you. Thank you to Jesse Justin Joy for working so deeply with everyone. We'll take another moment to appreciate his sharing in silence and him. It's become more and more clear to me, although I thought it was always clear, but somehow it's deepened how much the animals really are exactly the same as us. They're souls, and they They just have a slight difference of a different kind of body, which requires a different kind of maintenance in a way. Not even that different, but a different kind of lifestyle, I should say. I'm just so thankful to be in community with Jesse, Justin, Joy, and animals around the world who really want us to hear them and include them. Thank you. Who's that?
That's Molly.
Let's take a moment to feel and appreciate Molly and Molly's sharing, and also find out, just listen deeply to find out what Molly is letting us know. I want to welcome Molly back. I haven't really included Molly in this group for a long time, and so I'm very happy Molly's back. Yes, and Molly's very, very strongly feeling how important it is to include animals right in the group as our equals and our teachers in our community, being that this group was inspired by animals. So thank you, Molly.
And could we please include Barrington today? I just have this feeling he would like to.
Yes, let's listen and feel Barrington and Barrington's communications. Well, it's amazing to feel the warmth and jubilance and just the happiness Barrington has to be included, and it's such a tangible reminder how all our hearts change when we really include everyone. Everything changes. The feeling in the environment changes inside of everyone. It's quite profound. Are there any other animals who wish to be included that are with any of you?
Yes. this is Jane and my two felines, Amber, who turned 16 yesterday, and her brother, Kona, are begging to be part of this. They're right here.
Awesome. It's been a really long time since I've talked to Amber and Kona, so I'm so happy. This is like a big reunion today. Okay, so let's just feel and receive each of them one at a time. We'll start with Amber. Noticing how each being touches us differently. Notice the different flavor, feeling, experience you have with each person and animal as we tune into very sweet Amber. And really feel Amber bringing us together in a whole different kind of deepening. And let's now, I feel, kind of stay connected with Amber as we move attention over to Kona. And Kona is such a very different being than Amber, and how wonderful to now receive Kona's energy and questions and presence. There's so much love and nourishment was a word a few of you used coming through, so let's take a moment in silence. Is anyone else? Is there any other animals? Before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I have my senior cat, Minnie, sitting next to me on the sofa. She's 16 also.
Wonderful. Yes, I remember Minnie. So let's include Minnie and feel Minnie, receive from Minnie. And is that Molly or someone else? Who is that?
That's my dog, Bo.
Oh, okay, Bo. Okay, Bo obviously wants to be included, so let's check it with Bo and find out what Bo is letting us know.
He's letting us know that the neighbors are here, and that's why he's talking.
Thank you for that clarification. That's awesome. Love it how dogs take care of us and protect us. And is there anybody else? Jane?
Yep, Luke.
Jane, with you, that one else want to be included?
Yes.
Say again, Laurie.
Is there anybody else in your house that wants to be included?
Well, there's one other little dog, actually, who's looking at me. I better not leave her out, Frankie, senior dog.
What did you say her name
is? Her name is Frankie. It's a girl.
Okay, let's focus on Frankie now. With love and appreciation for Frankie. And even though Scott didn't make it on the phone, let's send our love to Scott. And Scott has a sweet little canine companion, and she's really amazing. The first session Scott did, she honked the horn. Whenever he started to kind of get what he was coming here for, the horn would start honking. And I didn't know at first what was going on. And then he told me his canine friend honking the horn out there. So let's send some love to both of them. Her name is Bailey, by the way.
It sounds like there's a lot of animals to want to be included. My girlfriend's dog, Ginger, and her cat, Mew and Razzie, would like to be included.
Awesome. Okay, let's bring them all in now, the three of them together. Oh, no, they want to be one at a time. So say their names one at a time.
Ginger, the beautiful dog.
Okay, so let's include Ginger. And people can really be noticing how into a particular animal that is. Heart touches your mind, touches your body, touches you in a unique way. Such uniqueness in each being. And who's the next one, Margaret?
And the next one is Razzie, the cat that lives with Ginger.
Okay.
And the next one is Mew, a little black, very mischievous cat that's a sibling to Razzie.
Okay. Wonderful. So I can't emphasize enough how we all need one another and how each of us, every person and animal, has a unique flavor and strength. And just by feeling each other, some will bring more compassion to everyone. Some will bring more grounding. It's amazing to me how much so many movements, and I find I can get very guilty of this myself, or maybe guilt's not a good word, but let's say error, get into error about it myself. We'll give ourselves the idea that we need to be something different or better. But when we just settle into what we are, essentially the way the animals do, it's enough. Who each person is, each animal is such a gift. It's already created. Just your presence is a unique, beautiful gift to everyone. So I want to thank everyone who's here, the people and the animals. And we'll take a little more time in silence just to feel whatever is felt in the heart as we all focus on being here together in gratitude to creation itself. Margaret had mentioned how in her life, which I think is true of everyone's life, always, really, there's always some beautiful, good things occurring, and there's always some non-preferred challenges occurring. And right now, just using people who come in for sessions as my barometer, I would say it's more amplified. I would say it's probably also talking to colleagues and friends, I would say the last 3 weeks there's been an amplification, and people have been faced with really wonderful gifts and really huge challenges. It just feels peaked more than it sometimes does for many people. And so what I wanted to offer about the challenges is that if something is challenging you a lot, that there's something inside you that it's seeking you. There's something seeking you, trying to become stronger. And so what that means is if a challenge is coming that's painful, it's human tendency, and it has great value, to focus on how to fix the challenge or how to address the person or whoever the challenge is with. Maybe the challenge is with something material like your home, or maybe the challenge is with an animal. Often for people, challenges are with other humans, that if you take your attention away from trying to solve it or fix it or change it, and you take your attention away from any interpretations or judgments you have about the occurrence that has happened or the people involved in it, and you bring it back to what's inside of you that's calling for your attention. What's inside of you that needs you? And usually there's something that doesn't feel so comfortable calling you, but it's really always a key and a gateway to something else that will really feed you and fulfill you and ground you or whatever you need. It's like you're being rebalanced when a challenge comes. So I wanted to give opportunity for people, and excuse me, you're going to hear a little noise because I'm having a phone problem, and I'm going to switch to another line, and hopefully that'll not cause any time loss or anything. But this is a time for people on the phone to receive facilitation from me, along with witnessing and support from the group, if you've been having any kind of challenge lately, and it's just not feeling resolved as much as you would like and you want some help. So take a moment, check in with yourself, and if you'd like that kind of assistance, you can let us know. And is there anyone online who would like some, just some loving support with making some movement with anything that's appeared as a challenge in your life? And actually, I think I'm going to turn the tape recorder off so people can feel. So people can, you know, feel safe if there's anything private to share. Okay. So what we'll do instead, and that's wonderful, that people are feeling good, is we're just going to move deeper and deeper into this space of being. And if anything comes up between now and the end of the call where someone does want facilitation in that way, that's absolutely fine. You can ask for that at any time. You can also ask if there's something that it's not that it's unresolved. It's just something you would like to create in your life, and it's not created yet. You can ask for support in that way. But right now, we're going to just move into a deeper space of connectedness with all beings by focusing just like we were with our community of people and animals together today, and just letting ourselves continue to go deeper and deeper in our hearts. At any time, if anyone has anything they want to share verbally, you're welcome. And otherwise, for the next few minutes, we'll be in silence.
I would like some facilitation on something I've been contemplating lately. And I find myself wanting to be living in two places at the same time. I love living in California. Gosh, I have so many wonderful friends here, and I love the community I'm in, and I love the weather and the animals and everything. I mean, I just feel like it's where my soul should be. And yet I have daughters that live across the country. They're very important to me, and I'd like to be spending more time with them also. And so I always kind of feel torn as to where I should be. I mean, people are so important to me, and yet I really, really would like to, you know, I think ideally, you know, I would love to be able to spend, I guess, time at both places, but I find problems with that kind of financially to be able to do that. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm just so grateful for both. But yet it kind of, I sometimes try to figure it out.
That's a really understandable challenge, definitely, yeah. And that's really hard because you love your daughters and it's really hard to be away from them. And then you found this place that really nurtures you and your soul and many people here. So take a moment. And we're all here with you, asking along with you, to ask the universe to create a third possibility that you haven't seen or felt yet that allows you to have plenty of time with your daughters and allows you to live in an area that fully nurtures your soul and who you are at this time in your life. Just send a prayer out for that to a way for that to happen, to occur unexpectedly by inner or outer changes or something completely different than what you've imagined. And let's all pray that for Margaret.
Margaret, how does it feel just to set a prayer that maybe some way it can be created that hasn't been imagined yet? How did that feel for you?
It felt just perfect because actually that has been what has been running through my heart and mind actually, well, I don't know if it's been weeks or months, but that's really what I you know, keep telling myself, you know, to remove limits, to be open. And so that really felt right for you to say that.
Good, wonderful. And then you'll just continue with life and see what emerges. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there's anything else more you need about that? Is there some leftover feeling a little disconcerted or anything like that? Or do you feel like complete with that for now?
You know, yeah, I think that's good. You know, there's one other crazy thing maybe I'll just throw out there is I had this really weird experience on Sunday. I was driving on the highway, and out of the clear blue, my front window shattered into a million pieces. I couldn't understand, like, what is going on, because I was paying attention to traffic. Everything was fine. All of a sudden, the window is, like, showering a million pieces of glass on me. And so I first thought, oh, my gosh, you know, maybe someone shot at my window, because, I mean, what else would you think, you know? And so it was a very frightening moment, but luckily I was able to pull off to an exit and pull into a parking ramp. And, you know, I talked to the highway patrol, and he didn't find any rock bullet or anything. So he thinks that just as strange as it may seem, like a rock hit off the median or a car or something, and it just hit the exact spot that would cause the window to shatter. But it was a very strange experience, you know, and so I do feel... I felt extremely lucky because at the time it was very frightening. It was very freakish, you know. Just such a crazy thing. Because for a minute I had absolutely no idea what was going on. And I was completely covered in glass, but I didn't get hurt. And so, you know, so sometimes since that happened I have trouble being in the now, because my mind kind of goes back to that. So I don't know. I just thought I'd throw it out there to see what you had to say.
I'm glad you brought that up. That sounds very, very scary. And, of course, these unexplainable technical things that happen. By the way, I think Mercury is in retrograde, where many reports of, you know, disconcerting physical things come in. I'm not sure if that's so, but more importantly, it sounds very frightening, and when something frightening happens and we don't understand why, we don't know the cause, and, you know, there are things that happen in life that just don't have a cause. The New Age kind of makes people think everything that happened has to do with something they created, and it's an analogy, and I just don't believe that's true at all. I think there's technical, scientific things that happen. We don't know why that happened, and maybe it was the rock. But what's left when something like that happens is a residual fear and an inclination to be on guard and protect so something else doesn't happen. That's very normal and natural. So let's just sit with you in your fear so that can have some healing and see what happens if you just feel the fear, and maybe you felt it 99% and feel it 100% right now with us holding the space as your witnesses, each of us. We'll feel whatever we feel, and there's the healing that happens for everyone. So we'll do that in silence. And you, Margaret, just pay attention to places in your body where that's reverberating. Just like you are, you're doing great. And what are you finding? What are you experiencing, Margaret?
Um, Well, I think that helped just to say it, because I do pretty much agree with you that, you know, it was just one of those things that just happened, and so I'm not really fearful. It was just at the time, it was just so weird. It was just such a freakish thing.
What's still left in your body right now? Because sometimes there's just reverberations when something freakish and scary happens. Is there anything in
your body? Yeah, you know, I think so. Like, it is kind of maybe stuck in my body because it was just so disconcerting at the time for a few split seconds. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I'd like to just move that out.
Where do you feel it in your body?
I think it's probably my heart.
Okay, well, just feel fully whatever is left in your heart and find out what happens.
Seems to be dissipating. I feel much better.
Good. Is there anywhere else in your head or your lower back that has a little bit of trembling left, or is that all gone?
Yeah, I think I was kind of holding it in my upper arms and shoulders, but I think
yeah, go there right now. As you heal, we heal. So everybody benefits. So you go there right now and just fully feel that and find out where it takes you.
I feel like my body feels more back to normal. Could you tell anything different?
What's the last thing you said?
I said, can you tell any difference in the energy?
Yeah, you feel...
I feel better.
It feels like you're feeling better, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. I'm happy for you. Great. These things are important. When we get shocked, if it's physical or emotional, it can reverberate for days, weeks, months, years, decades. I mean, if it's a really, really... big one, it can reverberate for decades. So it's really good to get help. A lot of people lately came in because something just really bothered them for decades, you know, bigger than this. But if we put aside things, they do get bigger over the years until we can really let them move through. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for, I'm sorry that happened, but thank you so much for bringing it to be healed. And if it comes up again, if there's another, it's just like if there's an earthquake, there's an aftershock. So if that happens again, Margaret, just sit with it and it will dissipate and you'll feel better. And you might just be fully better now.
Yeah, because I have tried doing it on my own and, you know, it just like kind of halfway works, but I feel much better now. Thank you.
Good. It's so good to do things in group. You know how it said that when is it when three or more gather or two or more gather? I forgot. But anyway, it brings more power when there's more of us.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Let's take a moment just to appreciate Margaret. And if you can do that in silence or if this brought up anything for you that you want to thank her for or express because something came up in you, you're also welcome. Anyone's welcome to speak if there's anything natural arising. And once again, it's just time if anyone wants to receive support facilitated for anything occurring in your life experience, you're welcome to ask for that. So we'll do a guided meditation, and I want to invite everyone to think of something in your life that you wish to slightly change or dramatically change or just have a different relationship with. It might just be how you get up in the morning, what feelings you generate as you wake. It might be something that's been bothering you, like Margaret brought up things that have been problematic so she could move through it into a different place with them. It might be something you're aiming to manifest. Just personally, we won't share at this time, just quietly. Everyone think of something that you'd like to experience your relationship with that to be somewhat different. And take a moment just to send love and gratitude to whatever it is. If it's an experience or a goal or whatever it is, send love and gratitude to it as it is right now, allowing yourself to witness it in the way that it is, even though it's not yet your ideal. If you're just feeling so great about life and you just want to focus on something you feel good about already, please do. No need to dredge up problems that aren't there at all. So either way, focusing on something that which wants to change or focusing on something that's just great the way it is are welcome for you in your private, quiet space in your heart by yourself, just where you know. And noticing the relationship you do have with that situation or experience or person or whatever, noticing it as though you're watching it from afar and being able to see that it's okay, as though you're way up on the moon and in new perspective, it's a very tiny little thing happening in the whole universe, and the universe lovingly embraces it as what's meant to happen, as part of what is expected to happen in human lifetime. And then go into your body and feel whatever feeling you're having about this that is happening and where in your body's been carrying that feeling. And merge deeply, delve deeply in the comfort and safety of the energy generated by this group connecting their hearts together into that place of feeling. Finding what that feeling is like. Merge right into it. Feel it more and more fully, whether it's non-preferred or preferred, finding out what happens as you merge into that feeling. Giving yourself completely to the sensation. Whether it's a preferred or non-preferred sensation, just being there for it. Knowing you're okay, you're loved, you're welcome to have all these feelings. It's natural. We have many feelings, preferred and non-preferred, every single day. Every single day. So feeling even more deeply into the sensations as they shift. Noticing these aren't just tools, but these are really connecting points so that energy that is in the moment changes you. The tool is a starting point, but it's deeper than that in this connectedness among others. Feeling where you go when you just keep moving with the feelings that arise in you. Remaining aware of our animal friends who are with us. Existing work, and if some of them bring in their own work and you feel that to be included, include them in your own process of shifting and feeling yourself and them. Continuing to stay present with whatever arises. And now again, while we do this, if at any time someone wants to verbalize something, ask for support, or just share something out loud, go ahead. You're welcome to at any time. Silence is also completely welcome. Both are equally valuable. and continue to keep bringing your presence back into your heart to feel everything happening. And we'll move our focus into gratitude, focusing on everything and everyone for which you feel grateful, letting your awareness move through your gratitudes for your life experience. From the closest gratitudes to the farthest away, those closest to you, those situations here currently, to situations you remember, to that which is far away, like the stars or people, family on the other side of the country, let your gratitude go all over, noticing everything and everyone, past, present, and future, are in a way still here with you in your own heart. Feeling, the feelings that come when gratitude is the focus. Notice you have stories you tell yourself about your life and what you think is happening, and they are true on one level, and on another level, only this silence, this feeling, deeper than the stories. Stories are beautiful and have great value, and deeper than the stories where the animals reside is just this feeling of the endless heart that takes in everyone and everything exactly as is. Knowing there's a value to every experience in the heart, in the most essential feeling. For the last part of this call, we'll go around the circle and we'll each say a few things we're grateful for in this moment now. I'm so grateful to gather with this group of such sweethearts. I'm so grateful for Jesse Just Enjoy the Cat and my beloved mate Ray. And I'm so grateful for the trees and the birds and the frogs and the ocean and all of nature. So I'll let people assign themselves when they feel called to share their gratitudes instead of calling on you. Oh, who is that? I heard a cat, I think.
It's one of my cats.
Okay, let's take a moment to feel your cat expressing whatever that cat is wishing to share. And then we'll let people may share gratitudes for yourself, and also feel free to speak on behalf of your animals. Jesse Just Enjoy is grateful that we're including the animals more and asks that this become a regular part of the phone calls and to include them even more than we did today, letting them have more time to talk. So I will honor that. Thank you, Jesse Just Enjoy.
This is Julie, and I am so grateful for the deep sense of peace I have from the call today. When you were talking earlier, Lori, I was just crying. I don't know why. And I just have this opening and peace in my heart that feels really beautiful. I'm grateful for Molly being on the call, too. She and I have been going through some journeys together, and I feel we've deepened our connection more. Luke, who has been in the periphery of the call, wanted to stay there, but he came in as well and is very grateful for the shift in all of us.
Thank you.
My cat Minnie just got off the sofa and left the room, and she thoroughly enjoyed being part of it and was very pleased about the whole thing. And I noticed in that lovely meditation that my week, interestingly, because almost always when you ask where do you feel something in your body in these calls, it's usually a heart or solar plexus or some identifiable area in the body. But this time I thought to myself, it's just something at my waist level and not a specific organ. And then I realized that that's where my weakness is, actually, more of a physical. I don't have core stability. It's just a grey area in me, and it does cause me to have back problems and neck problems. And it's obviously related to an essential part of me and perhaps how I feel about myself, which might involve self-esteem or not expecting enough. Maybe I deserve more from perhaps others in my life, and I should recognize that fact, and it's all related to a weakness around this area, and that was really interesting to notice.
Thank you.
And this is, excuse me, Margaret, and I want to say thank you to everyone for allowing me to express what was on my mind and to get help with it. I feel much, much better. And just a minute ago, Barrington came in from sitting in the sun. So I put the phone up to him, and then he seemed really happy and content and walked away. So I think he was telling me he loved being part of the call, so thank you.
Thank you. This is Jane in California, and the words that are coming to me after experiencing this shared time together is sweet relief. Really, everything just seemed so helpful. The times of silence, the sharing, and my two feline companions have stayed here present the whole time. And what I'm picking up from them is that it's very refreshing to be with a group who honors and acknowledges them for their wisdom. So thank you
very much. Thank you so much, everyone, for this lovely union together. And I look forward to being with you again in the future. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Easter to everybody.
And to you.